Revelation 3 and verse number 20. He uses a word, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I like this. If any man hear my voice. Ain't you glad that you got a God that didn't put a spec sheet on the door before you walked in this morning? You had to be a certain height or a certain width. You had to be a certain color, a certain creed. And He said, if any man, I'm glad I fell in that category. If you're here this morning, you stand in that same category. Oh, Lord, what a Savior. He said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, He said, I will, like this, come in to him. I'm glad he lives in me. Has there ever been a time when the Lord knocked on the door of your heart? By faith, you opened the door and he stepped in your life. He says, if you'd open the door, I'll come in to him. By the way, he's no respecter of person. God will not force himself on no one. If you're going to heaven this morning, you're going to heaven by the blood of the darling Lamb of God. And honey, the only way you're going to get saved is by faith. Oh, you must believe in what God has done for you. He said, I'll come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Thank you for standing this morning. I like, he said, that the Spirit saith unto the church. You know, it's a lot of talk going on today, a lot of sermons being preached, a lot of men saying a lot of things. But I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in what the Spirit's got to say. Because you see, it is capital. I'm glad that God has chosen to speak through His Word by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost of God this morning. No, don't let the Spirit of God scare you, friend. The Bible said in Matthew 14, as a storm got up, they were frightened, suppose they'd seen a spirit. It was Jesus walking out to them. And boy, I'm going to tell you this morning, there's ever been a day and an hour when we need to hear what the Spirit's got to say. And I will preach on this simple thought out of verse 20 this morning. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man would hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and will sup with him. And he with me. And I'm going to preach on this morning on let the Savior in. Let the Savior in. You know, I've noticed God's not in a big hurry in what He's doing. Anybody notice that? You ever notice a lot of times you say, Lord, I'll be glad when this is over. But I've noticed God's not in a big hurry in a storm. Because a lot of times we never learn things till we and go through the whole realm of the storm. But I have found this out about God. If He brings the storm, He'll see you through the storm. And so this morning I noticed that God's not in a hurry about everything, but I do notice some things that God desires to do, and God wants in on some things. I wonder how the Lord feels this morning in the average Baptist church, and he's not got in on their service. Now, I've got plenty of things I can preach, but it is my heart to get out of the way and let the Spirit of God move and minister as he sees fit. Because, honey, he knows what's under the cover. He knows what's under the pew. He knows what's in the closet. He knows what's under the car seats this morning. And so the Spirit of God, I am convinced that the Lord, he says he's knocking and he wants in on some things. I want to say, first of all, about letting the Savior in. I want to say this morning, first of all, let's let him in here. We can't do a lot about there, but we can do something about here. And so let's let him in here. Brother Tim, would you cut me some iron this morning, please? Let him in here. Acts chapter number 2. If you turn with us in the Bible, Acts chapter number 2. You can just turn anywhere this morning. I'll be there in a few minutes. Amen. Acts chapter number 2. And let the Savior in. Let's let him in here. Let's let him in our church. Ain't it a blessing to go to church where the Lord is? Amen. Now you'll notice this early church, there's a lot of things that's happened since the early church. We've got a lot of men now that's tried to say that this don't work anymore. But honey, let me tell you, God said unless He build the house, then the labor's in vain that builds it. And I'm going to tell you, there's some things in this book that still work this morning, that work for your forefathers. They'll work for our grand young uns today if we will apply the Scripture. Now, we ought to let the Savior in here. In Acts 2:42, watch this early church. While they hadn't been saved long, the Bible said they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayer. Now, the early church, they had steadfastness. I like that. Means they were unmovable. Hey, young families, now I ain't got long to preach to you this morning, so you need to listen real quick, and I'll preach real quick. If you go to dragging, I'm going to preach a long time this morning. Somebody say amen right there. Let me know you with me. Let me know you ain't gone home and left me over here by myself. Now, they had steadfastness. We need some folk that's got some glue in their britches this morning. We need some people that's interested in the things of God. They said that they were interested in the apostles' doctrine. Now, there's a lot of places that they got a lot of things going on, but they forgot about the doctrines of the faith. It's still the Lord Jesus Christ. There's one way to heaven, friend, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. All roads don't lead to heaven. In spite of what Oprah Winfrey has to say, in spite of what the liberals of our days got to say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. End of story. I'm glad I'm a narrow-minded Baptist about the way to heaven this morning, honey. It's still the blood of Calvary. The cross of Calvary still calling. Come one, come all, but you must all come by the way of the old rugged cross. Let the Savior in here. They had steadfastness. Verse 43, they had fearfulness. Fear came upon every soul. We've lost fear in the church house. We've lost fear about the things that God says is holy. Honey, this book is still holy this morning. You listen to me. This book's still holy. This property's still holy. That pew you sat on still holy. God has a holy place. A fearfulness. We've lost the fear of God in our country. If our forefathers could get out of a graveyard, I would love to hear what some of them old Puritans would have to say about the direction that our countries went and the direction our churches have gone. What's wrong with preaching? Some man said this morning, Jack said, I guess you're going down there to step on all them toes this morning. Well, I'm sorry he don't go to church where there's some preaching at. And I've noticed when a man's preaching in the power of the Holy Ghost and preaching out of a King James belt, he steps on my toe. Thank God for preachers that'll step on my toe and show me what I ain't doing right. I mean, my friend, this crowd, no doubt in our Bible, had fearfulness. We better get back to the fear of God. People don't fear God no more. When you leave this place this morning, look right out here, it's a gazebo bill. They went out there and stole God's rockers. I'd hate to know that I stood on judgment morning. God pulled out His notebook and said, I wrote it down right here. Will you back the truck up and you got my rockers down there at Liberty Baptist Church? I'd hate to know that on judgment day, God pulled His book out Said you got the picnic table back under and you got the grill off my property. You say, preacher, well, there's just some homeless crackheads. Honey, that's God's property this morning. It don't make a rip who you are. Hey, this is God's house. We better get back to fearing the Lord. He said, I'm the Lord and I change not. That little old country music singer come out of the closet this week, said she was a lesbian. Said, I wish I had the name. I'll get it off computer and share it with you. Most of you know anyway. I see you sliding under the pew. And this is what she said on that liberal talk show. I in there getting dressed and I noticed them bunch of liberal Jezebels sitting around a round desk. Amen. One of them's Barbara Walters. I'm telling you. The oven's that woman that's crazy, crazier than her. So she said, this gal come out of the closet, said she's a lesbian. She said, well, I used to fear God, but this is what she done. She said, I found out that me and God's cool. I said, honey, you're going to need a cool place. You don't get saved by the grace of God this morning. Let me tell you, sin ain't cool with God. And it don't matter what kind of Bible you reading, you better get back in the Word of God. God means business about sin this morning. We've lost the fear of the Lord in our churches. Now, when a preacher sort of offends somebody, or the preacher gets to preaching, they say, well, we'll just vote that preacher out. But honey, let me tell you, they's coming a payday someday. I'd hate to know I put my hands on the man of God. I'd hate to know I put my mouth on the man of God. I'd hate to know I raised my mouth against the man of God. Ain't it amazing, the man of God that'll feed you and lead you to heaven, and then when he offends you, you get out Walmart Piggly Wiggly, got something bad to say about the man of God. May God lock your jaws. May God smite your mouth. May God put the fear of God back in your heart this morning, friend. Whoop, whoop. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved, Lord. Ain't it amazing? Everybody loves you till you go to preaching on their sin. Oh, I love you, preacher. I love you, preacher. Well, hey, if you love me then, why don't you love me now? You ain't got a hireling down Liberty Baptist Church. You ain't got a jack in the box. You ain't got a politician. Amen. You got a preacher. Your forefathers used to preach the way I preach. And we don't raise your children up, they ain't going to know what preaching is. I wish some of you would get lockjaw talking about your preacher. They call me and say, well, Brother Ken so-and-so's in the hospital. What's wrong? They got lockjaw. Yeah, because you didn't have no tetanus shot. We've lost the fear of God in the church house. Anything's all right. Some folk wear things to the church that I wouldn't wear to the beach. Amen. Hey, we ought to cover our flesh up. You little henpecked boys, I'll say amen for you. Amen. Amen. If it ain't for sale, cover it up. Hallelujah. You say, I don't like it. Well, honey, if mine ain't for sale, I don't put a sign on it. Somebody come said, you won't sell that red truck you got. I said, Lord, no, ain't no for sale sign on it. Hallelujah. At least let's have some preaching this morning. We've lost the fear of God. They had fearfulness. Lord, do you think anybody would have ever opened anything but a King James Bible? My goodness. Where's the fear of God gone? We don't fear the Lord no more. We get out with socialized drink and we'll get out and look at a dirty book and a dirty movie and we think God ain't a seeing. Let me tell you, son, God's a seeing everything this morning. He knows what I'm saying in the closet. He knows what I'm saying in the pew. God knows everything this morning. Oh, I'm telling you, my friend, they had fearfulness. Oh my goodness, in the old church where I got saved, they'd read the minutes. Matter of fact, they were so strict in doctrine, they're so strict in responsibility, they'd get a corn shuck mop and they'd mop the pulpit out. And I don't know what all that meant, but I can tell you what they meant. They had the fear of God in their building. And I got the fear of God this morning, friend. I'd hate to know that I said one thing and offended one of these little ones this morning. Where's Noah? Noah, preaching don't mess him up. Come see the preacher, boy. I want to show you. I'd hate to know I offended this little fella. I'd just hate to know that I'd done one thing to knock this little fella off the bench where he could hear preaching of the Word of God. Boy, ain't it something how preaching don't offend him? I mean, it don't bother him. Look at him. It don't bother him one bit. He's just getting him a little drink, son. Give me a drink for the glory of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'd hate to know that I offended one of these little ones. Jesus said it'd be better for you that a millstone was put around your head and you cast in the depth of the sea than to offend one of my little ones this morning. My God, we better get back to fearing God in this place. We better get back to fearing God in our home. There's a payday coming someday. I walk in a restaurant and that Monday morning coffee drinking crowd looks around at me like I'm a convict. Brother Adam, I agree with you, son. Thank God there's a family. I'm glad it's a family that loves me, Brother Randall. It don't matter. Glory to God. I'm glad I'm in my crowd this morning. Wow, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm loved down at the house of God. Let them talk. Let them all say what they want to say. I'm going to fear God. And for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord this morning. There's that old running, squalling, slobbering, spitting preach. It do you good. You get in the spitting section one morning. Amen. I wish I could have come up under an old man of God running around crying and a slobbering and a spitting on me, being filled with the Holy Ghost. I wouldn't have the scars on me. I wouldn't have the past I've got. I wouldn't have the man that haunts me. I wish the glory of God I'd been raised in a church like this. If you want a country club, go join it. Pay your dues. If you want to go to the golf course, go make you a tea time. This is the house of God. Boy, they had fearfulness. We better get back to fearing the Lord. We better get back to fearing sin, Brother Gerald. I'm going to tell you what, friend. You say, preacher, I ain't going to get caught. Yeah, you're going to get caught. Be sure your sin will find you out. Oh, this morning I wish we'd let the Savior in here. They had steadfastness. They had fearfulness. Verse 44, I like this. And all that believed were together had all things common. They had oneness. I like that. Had all things common. You ought to be glad you go to church and we ain't got a vote to do right. They had oneness together. Wasn't no biggins, and it wasn't no littlins. Battle said, and all that believed were together, had all things common. We all on common ground. We got a past that's been forgiven. We got a place that's steadfast. We've got a heaven being prepared for us. Amen. Oh, I'm glad this morning that they were oneness in their spirit and in their heart. And then, verse 45, they had helpfulness, sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. I like that, buddy. Thank God they had helpfulness. And then, verse 46, I don't know what some of you are going to do with this. They had gladness. They continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. We forgot about what the Lord's done for us. You know something? The devil will never show you what you got. He always points out to you what you ain't got. And we ought to be glad. We ought to thank God for what He's done for us. Verse 47, praising God. They had gratefulness. Buddy, they may have been Baptist, but they didn't know it. Some of y'all Baptists got you. You think it's wrong to raise your little hand up.
Hey, you can go down the ball game, hoop and holler, and raise your hand. I can raise my hand in the house of God because I got the answer. The Lord Jesus is our answer for everything this morning. Friend, religion will let you down, but Jesus will never let you down. Thank God I can raise my hand and say, I got the answer. And so they had gratefulness. They praised God. I love to get around a bunch of folk that love to praise God. And having favor with all the people. Ain't it amazing? People didn't think it strange if they worshiped. People don't want to come to your church because it's a little too loud. Preacher may something that goes a little against something that may offend somebody. Praise God. I'm glad we ain't got a bunch of bills around here so we can just preach, let them rip for the glory of God. We ain't got to pet nobody. Put your tithe in the bucket and move on, crybaby. We ain't got to hobnog with a Jones to keep this outfit up, honey. You ought to stand up and shout right there this morning. You ought to thank God that you're in a place that it's debt free for the glory of God this morning. Walk out and just look. What would all this bring? I can tell you one thing. Looking at this crowd, I can tell nobody here bought it. That's got some of y'all so broke you can't pay attention. I mean, you look out yonder in the parking lot, these old things we're driving. Look at how we dress, honey. Thank God. You look around here, ain't nobody got a name wrote on nothing. They're just grateful and praising God. I wish we could get back in our heart and appreciate what God's done for us down at Liberty Baptist Church. Hallelujah. A lot of preachers can't preach because they got a lot of deacons breathing down their neck, afraid they're going to run somebody off that's paying the bills. Well, I thought it'd just be a good day to have preaching. I thank the Lord you're dedicated and you pay your tithes. But let me tell you something. Don't you think one minute this church is going to stop if you leave. Matter of fact, if you don't think we can get along without you, just do it and let's see. Well, I'm drunk right now. Somebody shout amen. Well, if I leave, this place a fold. Is that right? Let's see. Oh, y'all quit getting so wimpy on me and say amen this morning. You know you believe just like I believe. I'm fed up with people think that they're doing God a favor coming to church. I'm fed up with that crowd think they're on a limb higher than what I am. You may drive a nice car and wear nice shoes. You may be able to afford a dooney and book, pocketbook. Whatever that thing is. You may think you're in the lead because you tote around a coach pocketbook. I got that right. But honey, let me tell you something. Ain't nobody here better than nobody else. If it wasn't for the blood of Calvary, none of us would be blessed. We ought to say, thank you, Lord, that you blessed me the way you blessed me this morning. If you don't think you blessed, one of the best Mother's Day presents you've got is what's sitting by you on that bench this morning. You go put one of them babies in the ground and you'll see what you had. You walk out trying to wild bin with some folk and said goodbyes. You wish to God in heaven you'd have hugged them and loved them and raised your hand and thanked God for every one of them. And I know some act crazy. Mine have and still do. And I just noticed this because a man's nearly 50 years old don't mean he don't act crazy sometimes. I know none of yours ain't never messed up, but mine have. Praise God, I'm glad I got a Jesus. Failure ain't final. You never know what He's going to do to your children. Or you either. Some of you looking around like, preacher, ain't no way God can do that. Oh, God can do anything. You hear me? God can do anything. I was doing things that I'm ashamed of this morning. But God has turned this boy around. And it ain't nothing like preaching. He didn't make me to sell Pepsi Cola. It was a fill-in. Till He could get me here. He made me to do what I'm doing this morning. God, it feels good when you get to doing what He wants you to do. It ain't nothing like doing what you're supposed to. I remember that time I went and bought a motorcycle out of the will of God. I was up here preaching. God done told me to get rid of it. That thing was an idol, Brother Jerry. I love that motorcycle. Lord God, Brother Jerry, I could sit on that thing and crank it and just listen to it. Oh, it's so wonderful. But ain't nothing so miserable to be doing something you ain't supposed to be doing. I mean, it ain't nothing no more miserable than a child of God be convicted in his heart about where he's going and what he's doing. It ain't right with God. It ain't nothing as miserable as that. Lord, I'd pull in my driveway and I'd see the taillight shining. I'd say, oh God, I'm sick. I'd be up here preaching. I'd reach back, Brother David. I'd try to get third gear. God said, you ain't getting third gear till that idol's gone out of your house. Some of you don't even know this. You done left that Sunday morning. I found my way down them stairs. Get out of that altar. I said, dear God, sell this thing today. I'm sick. If not, I'm going to Whitesburg. I'm running over to Chattahoochee. I'm coming here tonight and I'm preaching by the power of God. I got home at 1:30. Caller ID. Somebody called me from Fayetteville, Georgia. I called and I said, hey, are y'all looking for a preacher? They said, Lord, no. We called about a motorcycle. I say, that's just how big my God is this morning. Boy, what he didn't know. I said, if you'll meet me at Whitesburg, I'll show you this motorcycle. What he didn't know, I'd have given him that motorcycle. That man counted out all that money. My wife followed me. She said, why am I following you down there? I said, honey, I ain't walking back. This thing's got a home today. Brother Randall, in my heart, I've never felt so good when I've seen it leave. Boy, it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing like being right with God. It ain't nothing like knowing that your heart's clean and pure before the Lord. And you worship Him in spirit and in truth. And you can be grateful when the sin is gone. Boy, I bless the name of the Lord. You say, preacher, you crazy. That's all right. Leave me alone. I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. And I'm preaching in one of the best ministries in America. And I bless the name of the Lord. Brother Wendell, ain't it amazing? God still saves old sinners. You know what he asked me? He said, will God save an old bootlegger? I said, he sure will, buddy. Praise God. Ain't that right, Brother Wendell? He will, won't he, Brother Wendell? He said, preacher, I've done a lot of bad things. I said, I have to. Come on, missionary. But I said, God makes a difference. Let him in. Let him in here. Just let him do whatever he's wanting you to do. Some of you got bad feelings in your heart to one another. I'd get it over with this morning. God, I'd leave out of here and I'd have the best lunch I've ever had in all my life. I'd get around this altar and I'd puke some things up going on in my heart this morning. Boy, I tell you what, we ought to let him not only in here, we ought to let him in our house. He'll make a difference down there where you live, where you go to bed. He'll make a difference if you let him in your house, sir. Sir, let me tell you something. You're going to stand before God one day. You think God's going to applaud you for teaching your young'uns how to play ball? You better be teaching them about dying this morning. You better be teaching them about Calvary and how to get saved for an eternal world. Sir, God can turn your home upside down and change your marriage. He can change everything about you if you'll let the Lord do it. We ought to let Him in here. We ought to let Him in our home. We ought to let Him in our heart this morning. Oh, God wants in my heart so bad. Lord, I'm glad my heart's fixed. I'm glad I'm headed to heaven. I'm glad one day He came in my heart to live. He knocked at my door. And simply by faith, Brother Tim, I opened that door. And you know what? The Lord come in. And He saved me. And I said all that to say this morning. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Stand with me all over the house, would you come? Whatever you need in your life.